39. Careers. Exercise 2.
I love to perform. I really love singing and I really enjoy acting. Ideally, I would love a career in performance. There's theatre, there's the possibility of musical theatre, some kind of cabaret, or even radio work, because I love using my voice, I love telling stories, and I'd love to be able to do that onto tape. It's really precarious, and I'd like to have a career where I was earning money constantly. I mean, having a father who's self-employed, you know, he has to take work as it comes. And so my brother and I have been brought up on having a lot of income at some points and then periods when, you know, money becomes really tight. And I don't want to live my own life like that. I would like a steady income. And I don't think, therefore, that an acting career is an option.
So what you're saying is in effect, money's possibly more important than your happiness.
I wish it wasn't, but I think if I'm going to be practical, I'd have to say it is, because I'd like to live a life with all mod cons. I don't want to be scrimping and saving, I think, just so that I'm doing the work that I enjoy or that I really, really want to do. I think if I can settle into a job where I'm happy and contented and feel part of a team and feel like my opinions are valued, which provides a steady income, I think I could be satisfied with that, even if it wasn't the ideal, you know, of my childhood.
Georgina, you want to go into acting or performing as well. Mm. Do you feel the same as Becky?
Definitely, because so many people have the same kind of dream. That, I mean, my dad's an actor as well, and I've had the same experience whereby you can't plan anything because you don't know how much money you're going to have, or a holiday might be booked and then my dad will have to get a job, and it's a difficult way of living. But if that's what you want to do, I think definitely that's what you should pursue. But the thing is, I mean, nowadays there are some really like mortifying statistics where there's like 97% of actors only earn £4,000 a year from their work, and it's kind of off-putting because there is so much competition, and you start to question whether, you know, are you really cut out for stardom. But possibly, I mean, realistically, there's like a happy medium of being creative, but being creative in a different sense, or producing, or that sort of area. I'm going to pursue it as far as I can, you know, because I don't want to look back in, you know, when I'm a certain age and wish I had. But as adults always tell me, get your education first. So if I have something to fall back on, then I can, you know, I'm not destitute just because the acting thing didn't work out.
Okay, well, good luck in the acting anyway, both of you. Stephen, what do you plan to do?
Like Georgina, maybe something in sort of direction or production or something to do with films, maybe. Not be stuck in something with lots of responsibility, but that won't really leave a mark on the world. I think that's what I'd like to do, is have something everyone will remember me by.